Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Brian Tetta, executive producer of The View. It's Friday, and I'm here with powerful Latina, Anna Navarro. This is Behind the Table. All right, it is Friday. We're here with powerful Latina, Anna Navarro, and powerful puppy, Cha-Cha. Cha-Cha is here with us in studio. Very exciting. Always a good sign for the podcast. How are you, Anna?
I'm doing well. I've had a good week.
Yeah, you have. You have. What's been going on?
Well, let's see. I almost drowned in Miami this week, right? It was, which is why I was watching the show yesterday.
Oh, here we go.
And because I was watching the show yesterday, because I was stuck in my house.
Yes.
It was apocalyptic rain in Miami that nobody told us about. I think we had a hurricane that nobody told us about. So sometimes they make us sit in front of the TV for 5 days waiting for the hurricane that never comes. In Miami this week, the hurricane came and they didn't tell us about it.
Yeah.
No. Pools overflowed. I woke up, there was debris, branches. There was a flash flood, like Amber Alert type thing on the phone at 1 in the morning that almost gave me a heart attack. The thing was horrible. So I was home yesterday and I was watching. I only watched the first segment. The first segment,
like
lo and behold,
yeah.
I heard Whoopi say, which you never let me say.
No.
But I heard her say it.
She did. You have suggested that I have a lingual bias against you. I would say, let's go with that. And
yes.
I think, first of all, what happened was Whoopi did say that. It was then corrected on the West Coast. It was corrected on social media and on YouTube and everywhere else. And it was sound dropped properly. Today, you yelled it out at the end of the show again. And they bleeped you in real time.
Because I am lingually profiled.
You might be lingually profiled.
So I am like on a no-fly list. I'm on a no-say list, and people are watching out for what I'm going to say in a way that they're not watching out for what Whoopi is saying, which, by the way, is ridiculous. Because if I am more of a lingual risk than Whoopi Goldberg, I have reached a high mark in my life.
Let me tell you something. You have prolifically used salty language on television for some time. I think it's one of the first few lines of your bio. Yes, I'm just saying. All right. Well, listen, moving forward, let's just say we don't use that word.
No.
No. Okay. Well, then moving forward, you know what's going to happen, though, because when they react to you in real time to bleep you or sound drop you, they end up dropping too much on either side. So what it ends up seeming like is that you said something much worse than you actually said.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. It looks like all right. You sounded like Andrew Dice Clay in that moment in real life. But all right, here we go. So you were very busy last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You were with Ricky Martin.
Mm-hmm.
You were with Eva Longoria,
mm-hmm.
George Lopez,
mm-hmm.
and the GOAT, Serena Williams.
You missed Pitbull.
And Pitbull, I apologize.
And the drag queens.
And the drag queens.
No, we, so last weekend was, last weekend felt like everybody I know from LA came to Miami. So
yes.
George Lopez had a comedy show at the Hard Rock in Miami. And, George and I are really close friends. We tried to do a show together. And I consider him like a big brother, really. I look up to him so much. I admire him so much. He's opened up really so many doors for so many. It's incredible to me. But really, the first Latino sitcom or sitcom based on a Latino family I remember is the George Lopez show.
It was a great show.
And that was, what, 20, 30 years ago?
Wow.
And the only Latino, the only sitcom based on a Latino family on a network show, a network right now, is Lopez versus Lopez. Again, it's George Lopez doing it. The only late night host that's been Latino was George Lopez with
right.
Lopez Tonight.
Yeah.
And so really the things he's done are
trailblazing.
Trailblazing, and he's broken so many glass ceilings. I adore him. So I went to see his show. And then visited with him after the show until the wee hours. Then the next day, Eva Longoria, who's a very good friend of mine, was in town. And she was in town because she was doing an event at the book fair with Kerry Washington. Remember, I had mentioned it to Kerry when she was on the show.
You were going to see her there.
That I was going to see her there. But Eva came in a couple of days early, and I asked her to come with me to the drag show, the R House, which is that drag show, that drag brunch that DeSantis and his administration have been targeting and attacking and going after for over a year. In fact, the owners told me they've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars defending themselves and trying to reach the settlement that they finally reached with the DeSantis administration, which really is as unconservative as I can think of, to go after a small business that brings tourists, that brings activity to Wynwood is just, to me, inexplicable. But anyways, so Eva and I went to see the drag queens with a few more friends, had a great time. And then that night, so we went home, we recovered from the drag brunch. And then that night, we went to the Trilogy tour. This thing is the best thing I ever saw.
It was in New York a couple weeks ago.
It was in New York. If it's going to your city, they've got a bunch of different dates. More dates are going on sale. So this Trilogy tour is Ricky Martin, Pitbull, and Enrique Iglesias. And each of them does like their own concert for over an hour. And then the next one comes on. And so we're there in our seats and dancing away. And Ricky's putting on an incredible show. This guy is such a dancer. All of a sudden, I look over and there's Serena Williams dancing and singing every word in Spanish of the songs. She is a party girl. She looks terrific and she's doing great. She's got a baby that's 2 months old. And she was having a great time. And remember that her tennis colleague, which I hadn't put together in my head, Anna Kournikova, is married to Enrique Iglesias.
Right.
So there was entire tennis theme going there. So then we went backstage and spent some time with Ricky Martin, who was one of the kindest, nicest human beings. And then we went out and watched the Pitbull concert. Then after that was the Enrique Iglesias concert. And then after that, we were hungry because we'd been dancing for 3 hours.
It was an after party.
Right. So the next morning, I did not wake up to go to the book fair because I was just like, okay, even God needed a day of rest.
You texted me about this because this was actually fortuitous that you didn't go to the book fair in certain ways. Explain this.
God almighty. So I'm looking. I was supposed to go to the book fair with Eva, who was moderating a conversation on Kerry Washington's book, Thicker Than Water. This is the Miami-Dade Book Fair. It's the biggest book fair in the country. It's been going on for over 20 years. It's a terrific event. But I'm then looking at Kerry Washington's Instagram account, and I see that she is in the green room and saying hello, that she and Eva are in the green room and saying hello to Jada Pinkett, who was also there to promote her book. And I'm thinking, oh, Lord, thank God I wasn't in that green room or, you know.
So you've unintentionally gotten into a thing with Jada Pinkett Smith somehow. Which
I blame you for because
I make you talk about pop culture.
Yes. I mean, I hate talking about these issues. I hate talking about people's lives. Yeah. I don't care about anybody's lives other than mine.
It is in the job description. But yes, I hear what you're saying.
Yes. So I barely know. I mean, I don't read these things. I don't want to talk about these things.
So she just gave an interview where she was asked about your comments. It was on The Breakfast Club, I think. And she was asked about your comments on the show about her book, where you said basically you feel like she's been emasculating Will Smith and enough is enough already. Emasculating and embarrassing him. Looking at this, I think her response actually was kind of nuanced. She just basically said that sounds to me like someone who's reacting to headlines and not reacting to actually having read the book, to which I have to say,
she's absolutely right. I have no interest in celebrity memoirs, which I know is a terrible thing to say because they come here often to promote them.
Right, and when they're here, you read their book and you talk about it and do
when
all those things.
When they're here, I read their book. I really enjoyed Leslie Jones.
Yeah.
Carrie's book's amazing.
And,
Carrie's book is amazing. For over Thanksgiving, I'm taking Barbara Streisand's book with me. I want to read that. But I'm not into celebrity gossip. I really am not. I do like Will Smith a lot. I grew up watching him. Think he's just terrific. Have rooted for him in all his super kind of action films that he's done. I think he's a great actor, and I think he's just, he's got such to me, such good positive energy. Whatever. Listen, I mean, it's their lives. If they're happy, I don't care.
There is a lesson here, though, I think, because...
The lesson is don't talk about things you don't care about, no matter how much Brian forces you to.
No, I think the lesson is that there is sometimes clickbait headlines for things, which you and I see every day. You and I hate each other and are having a massive feud if you pay attention to clickbait headlines. There's always... maybe something in there, not with me and you, but I think that it's important to read behind them and to make things. So Sunny had a very tough take on that book, too. And then afterwards, she spoke to friends who read the whole thing, who called her and said, you know, if you read it, it's a little more nuanced. There's a little bit more going on. So maybe there is. I mean, we live in a hot take culture. This is what we do for a living. But, you know, I think in a perfect world, she should come on the show. We'll talk about it and we'll find out more. But I'd love to have Jada on the show with us.
Okay, Jada, come on the show. You can sell more books.
Absolutely. No one sells books like The View. All right, so let me see what else is going on. You were we had Secretary Cardona on the show today. That was pretty good. It was Education Week and part of a big ABC News initiative, but also he's someone you have a relationship with, right?
I like him very, very much. I really admire him. I admire him greatly because he began his career as a teacher.
Right.
You know, he's highly educated, has I don't know how many degrees. He began as a teacher, then became a superintendent, then became head of schools, Secretary of Education in Connecticut. So Joe Biden picked somebody. You know, a lot of times when minorities are picked for positions like a cabinet position, or a lot of people like to say, oh, it's just a token. Oh, he's just checking off a box and, you know, and he needed to appoint a Latino. Nobody can say that about Miguel Cardona. I think he is one of our most qualified secretaries of education in history. He came from bottom up. He's lived it. He's had his children in public schools. He's been a public school student, a public school teacher, a public school administrator, a public school parent. And I love the enthusiasm and passion that he brings, and I love that he represents. I think he's a star in this cabinet, always traveling and spreading the word. I think the world of him.
Yeah, I really enjoyed having him on today and appreciate him coming on. And also, he's a great interview, actually. He's sharp. He's talking about something that, you know, is controversial in many ways, but it could also be dry in many ways, and he was not dry in any way. He's not afraid to give you a take on something, and that's hard to do in his role, but I was impressed by him. Today's podcast is brought to you by Shopify. Ready to make the smartest choice for your business? Say hello to Shopify, the global commerce platform that makes selling a breeze. Whether you're starting your online shop, opening your first physical store, or hitting a million orders, Shopify is your growth partner. Sell everywhere with Shopify's all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system. Turn browsers into buyers with Shopify's best converting checkout, 36% better than other platforms. Effortlessly sell more with Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Did you know Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and supports global brands like Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen? Join millions of successful entrepreneurs across 175 countries backed by Shopify's extensive support and help resources. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Start your success story today. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/view. Put it all in lowercase. Go to shopify.com/view now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/view.
This is Sunny Hostin. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/view. Just go to Indeed.com/view right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/view. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds Gummy Clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
Now from the serious to the ridiculous. We've been talking with other co-hosts this week, a hypothetical question. I know you love a hypothetical question. It's about which co-host, and this came from an audience member, which co-host would you want to defend you in court if you were charged with murder? Now, let's remove Sonny Hostin from the actual practicing lawyer. I know you have a law degree as well, the trial attorney from this. Who would it be? Who do you feel like, guilty or not, that you'd want defending you?
Oh, no ifs, ands, or buts, Rosie Perez.
Rosie Perez?
Rosie will cut a bitch.
Oh, all right.
I mean, she will, listen, that woman will do whatever she's got to do. I mean, would you want to go up against Rosie?
No, definitely not.
I mean, you know, also, I just saw her, right? She was just playing a prosecutor in Your Honor with Bryan Cranston.
Oh, that'll do it. Okay.
Are you amazed that I know all of this?
I am.
I love that show. I'm very sad that that it's finished. And so, yeah.
I wouldn't want to go
if
up against
Rosie
her.
If Rosie doesn't win, she'll help you become a fugitive.
I wouldn't want to go up against her on Jeopardy after White Man Can't Jump.
Out of all the View hosts, and present, who would you like to defend you in court?
I've been mostly dealing in the present. And
frankly, nobody would defend you in court. We haven't put him in.
Let him go.
Convict him.
I think that I've been saying Whoopi all week because, as I said, if I'm guilty or not, facts be damned, people will do whatever Whoopi tells them. So I feel like I'm okay with that. If she had my back, I feel like, I don't like that guy, but hey, Whoopi was in Sister Act.
I kind of feel like we'd all show up and go, lock him up.
Oh, lovely.
Lock him up.
Listen, take me out and the guy who replaces me will be worse, I promise. All right.
What makes you think it wouldn't be a woman?
She could be worse, too. You're right. Absolutely. All right. So there's another big debate going on online. This is we talked about it a little bit in the Hot Topics meeting. It did not make the cut, but it's a big controversial thing. You fly more than anyone else I know. Is it okay to recline your seat on a plane?
Yes.
It is. You think so?
Yes.
I do, too. This is a hot topic, though. People are very outraged. Apparently, it's very aggressive in many people's minds to tip your seat back.
First of all, it depends on how you do it. So here's the thing. If you are flying in coach, if you're flying first class, definitely you're paying a ton of money. Do everything you can. If you are flying in coach, there's different levels of seats, right? There's extra leg room, there's premier comfort, there's this, there's that. But there's very little that these seats recline. These seats go back very little. So it's not like you're going to be in somebody's lap. They go back very little. I do think you should look back when you're reclining. Just so that, you know, if somebody's got a cup of coffee, a glass of Coke, a glass of wine on the tray, and you all of a sudden do a jerk move and recline, that doesn't tip over.
Right.
So I think you should do it gently, and I think you should make sure that there's nothing on the tray table. You know, I think that's kind of like etiquette and that's kind of like mismanaged.
I think that's right.
But you've paid for the seat. Yeah. You've paid for the right to recline. Yes.
Yeah. And the thing, you're not supposed to recline, why does it recline? And if the guy in front of you can do it, or the girl in front of you can do it, then why not?
It reclines by very small degrees.
Very small amounts, yes.
I mean, very small degrees.
All right. Yeah. I'm reclining no matter what. I think I paid for the seat. That's my prerogative. I think, especially if someone in front of you is doing it, you got to do it.
Absolutely. So we're not going to be, we have no podcast next week because we're on Thanksgiving break.
Well, so we're going to have, we've got a couple things coming. You know, we did one of those audience Q&As again, uh-huh. So we're going to play one of those, and that'll air on Wednesday, I think, and then we'll be off for Thursday and Friday. You and I won't have a Friday podcast. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
You know, I'm going to Panama.
Oh, wow.
So I am, I've known for many years, we are friends, with the U.S. ambassador in Panama, mm-hmm. Mari Carmen Aponte. She's actually Puerto Rican, very good friends with Justice Sonia Sotomayor. And Mari Carmen invited me to come down to Panama. She's been wanting me to go and do a few things at the embassy, you know, speak to the staff.
Oh, kind that's of. Great.
And so I'm going to, it's hard for me to to do that unless I have a few a holiday. And it's and Panama's beautiful. So I've got a lot of friends there. So Al and I are going and we're going to, and I love the idea of having dinner at the U.S. Embassy with expats and with embassy staff who are serving our country. And, you know,
that's really cool.
Thanksgiving for
that's really
and she
cool.
told me, she sent me the menu the other day. It made me so hungry when I read it. But she's serving something called pavo chong. So lechon is roast pork. Is what the Spanish word for roast pork is lechon, lechon asado. Pavo is the Spanish word for turkey. Pavo chong is the way a lot of Latins like to prepare turkey so that it tastes like roast pork.
Because right.
A lot of Latins don't like turkey. I actually like turkey. I love Thanksgiving food. I would eat Thanksgiving food today.
Well, on Wednesday, you're going to be here, and we're going to do a, it's going to air on Wednesday, we're going to do our Thanksgiving show. So we're.
But we're not going to have turkey, you said.
We're not going to have turkey, we're going to have Thanksgiving apps, but Carla Hall is going to be preparing them, so that should be pretty good.
I love Carla. I was with Carla, I did a beating Bobby Flay
yeah.
judge with Carla. She is a hoot.
Okay, I neglected to mention, the producer just reminded me. That when we were talking about the lawyers before and who would pick who, Sarah Haynes picked you to be her the attorney that would defend her.
Oh, because she knows I would be the defender in at least three languages.
There we go. All right. I like that very much.
Guess what I'm doing this weekend?
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to see Mark Anthony in concert.
Oh, there we go.
You know what? Miami is so fun this time of year. Really, there's so many events. It's, you know, the weather, except for the apocalyptic hurricane with no name. It's usually beautiful. It's a time when there's art fairs and street fairs and book fairs and concerts. Pink was in Miami this week. She was giving away, we mentioned on the show, she was giving away banned books, books that have been banned in Florida.
That's
in
awesome.
Her Florida
shows. I saw
shows.
That too.
It's terrific. So this is a good time for people to come to Miami. And if you come to Miami, go support the drag queens because now they're legal and they won in the Supreme Court.
I was at a book party this week and I met somebody who knows you and he said, Anna Navarro is the queen of Coral Gables. That's what he said.
Well, okay. That's Chacha, that makes you the princess, mama.
There we go.
The princess, when I took Chacha for a walk in Coral Gables the day of the apocalyptic storm, not knowing that it was coming, I thought that the dog was going to blow away.
All right. The speaking of Chacha, in the future, I'm going to tease something. This is what they call a deep tease. We are going to be having on a Friday the first view best in show pageant of all the hosts and their dogs. This is going to be very exciting. So they're going to be seen. They're going to show what they are, and we're going to have a vote, and we're going to find out who is the favorite co-host pet.
What are the feats going to be so I can start training her?
Yeah, I mean, I can't give away too much, but it's going to be...
Just give me something.
You know, I mean, honestly, if she comes when called, she'll be ahead of most of the other people's dogs. I mean, we got Bernie, we got...
Well, Bernie's very ornery.
Sonny's bringing two dogs.
And they're ginormous.
Yes, massive dogs.
How are you going to make sure that Sonny's dogs don't eat Chacha?
I'm concerned about it. Actually, I think Bernie might eat everybody. We'll see
Bernie,
what happens.
Yeah, Bernie's very territorial.
Yeah.
And he's not a... he can... I mean, Bernie is, if Joy Behar reincarnated as a dog, she'd be Bernie.
Yeah, I'm concerned.
I mean, like, Bernie, literally, the only thing left for Bernie to do is say, so what? Who cares?
All right. On that note, thank you for joining me, Anna. I'll be back on Monday to kick off our Thanksgiving week with Whoopi here on the podcast, a rare appearance.
Whoopi?
Yep, she's back. Just as a programming note for next week, Behind the Table will be on break Thanksgiving Day, as we mentioned, and the Friday after. Thank you for listening. Please join us on Monday with Whoopi and continue to leave us ratings Let's keep leaving reviews. I love reading them and really appreciate it.
I've never read one.
They're lovely, and several are in Spanish for you, so you should check it out.
I'm sure they're insults about you.
Probably, but I can't read them, so I don't mind. Thanks again.
Behind the Table is executive produced by Brian Tedda. Supervising producers are Nathan Getty and Summer Shake, with production assistant Emily Darcy. The vice president of ABC Audio is Liz Alessi, and the executive producer of podcast programming is Laura Mayer. Special thanks to Lori Hogan, Susie Liu, Meg Fierro, Enza Dolce Nini, Josh Cohan, Ariel Chester, Frankie Perez, Audrey Mostek, and Dana Schaefer.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.